To focus on the emerging economies, and this morning the focus is on India. Joining me on the line is the Mellon Chair of Indian Studies and the Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University. That's for Professor Dilip Menon. Dilip, lovely to speak to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Lovely to chat to you.
We do know, of course, that the country of India is still contending with, I think it's called the Delta virus, that is really running out of control. They will be offering free vaccines from the 21st of June.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's been a lot of seesawing on this by the central government, but in a speech 2 days ago, the Prime Minister announced that there would be free vaccinations for everyone over 18 years of age from 21st of June. And private clinics would be required to charge no more than 150 rupees, which is around 30 rands. Earlier, there had been a 50-50 allocation between states and central government over vaccines, and states were having to pay more. The Supreme Court had called this policy arbitrary and irrational. Now the central government will acquire 75%, and state governments will receive the vaccine doses free. So there's been a huge turnaround in policy. So in one sense, we are back to what India was doing in January and then gave up. So I'm glad that this is happening. So far, 235 million vaccines have been delivered, and 25%, well, almost 25% of the adult population has been vaccinated. So we're hoping that things will get better by the end of the year.
We certainly hope so, because we also know that the Serum Institute of India is not producing any AstraZeneca for the COVAX facility, and they are the backbone, if you like, of that vaccine production. And the sooner the majority of the population of India is vaccinated, I suppose, the sooner that COVAX could be rescued, correct?
Right. And actually, it's not just the question of the delivery and the production and delivery of vaccine. There needs to be a general awareness so that we don't have incidents like the Kumbh Mela, which happened earlier, where you had a huge religious festival, which became the super spreader event of the year. So I think it has to be a combination of consciousness and vaccines that will take this forward.
No, indeed. The Madras High Court judgment on LGBTQ plus protections.
Yes, this is very interesting indeed, because the judge, Anand Venkatesh, or the Madras High Court judge, pronounced a significant judgment providing protections to LGBTQ plus people, from protecting them from systematic police harassment. The plea had been filed by an Indian lesbian couple who had decided to live together. So the judge felt that he needed to conscientize himself, and he decided to read up on same-sex relationships. And he said very significantly that the words must come from my heart and not my head. He even signed up with a psychologist in order to learn more about the issue. He ordered sessions for the parents. And a significant addendum to the judgment, he suggested actions against conversion therapy. And most important line in the judgment is that ignorance is no justification for normalizing any form of discrimination. So this is heartening news, because the judges haven't...
For some reason, we've lost the connection there to Professor Dilip Menon, who's the Mellon Chair of Indian Studies and the Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University. We will try and reconnect, and if we do, obviously bring you the remainder of that conversation with him. He was reflecting on that very important judgment coming out of the Madras High Court pertaining to the protection of people who are part of the LGBTQ plus community. Well, leaders at the G7 summit will call for a new transparent investigation by the World Health Organization into the origins of the coronavirus, according to a leaked draft communique for the meeting. The call was initiated by the US President Joe Biden and his administration, and follows the President's decision to expand the American investigation into the origins of the pandemic, with one intelligence agency leaning towards the theory that it escaped from a Wuhan laboratory. The broad consensus among scientific experts remains that the most likely explanation is that COVID-19 jumped to humans from an animal host in a natural event. An on-the-ground investigation by the experts from the World Health Organization earlier this year concluded that it was extremely unlikely that the pandemic began in a laboratory. meeting. Well, according to this leaked communique, the leaders of the G7 summit might very well call for a new transparent investigation by the World Health Organization. Dilip has joined us on the line again. Dilip, you were just reflecting on the significance of that Madras High Court judgment pertaining to protections of LGBTQ plus community members.
Yes, I was just on the adding that one of the most significant sentences of the judgment was that ignorance is no justification for normalizing any form of discrimination. But as I was saying before we got cut off because of the load shedding here, that the situation right now is that such decisions are left to individual judges, so there's no systemic attitude across the court. So it depends upon which judge pronounces, and sometimes it's wisdom, sometimes it's prejudice. So we just have to work with that.
You just have to indeed. Let's finish off with this. It's unthinkable, right, that Lionel Messi, the international footballing star, would be overtaken in the number of international goals that he scored. And it's an Indian footballer who's done that.
That's right. And this is the kind of news that gets lost in the general Indian hype about cricket. I come from a footballing province in India, so I follow football. So Sunil Chhetri, the captain, scored two goals in our victory over Bangladesh in the Doha World Cup qualifiers and became the second highest international scorer with 74 goals behind Ronaldo's 103. So this actually takes him to the 11th in the all-time list. And this is very interesting because this Sunil Chhetri has been, in some sense, single-handedly been the spirit behind Indian football. And it has actually led to a growing interest in football in India as a whole, and not just in the southwestern and western states and the northeast, which is where football is largely played. So I'm quite delighted by this.
Quite delighted indeed. Professor Dilip Menon, thank you very much for your time. Do go and navigate your way around Johannesburg without electricity, as your area has just been hit by load shedding.